Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We came from nothing to something. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up till 10.
Somewhere crying.
Uruguay is going to get bounced?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Goal differential.
Yeesh. That's tough. Sorry,
Solana. Uh-oh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Oh, we got a little fisticuffs.
Yellow card.
Are they fighting the refs?
Yep.
Damage is done if you're not going to get in. Might as well get your money's worth.
Oh, my God.
Hey, wait.
Can you do that?
So, wait. They're grabbing at the official, right?
Yeah.
This official had the audacity to try to pull out a yellow card.
Mm-hmm. After the game was done?
Yeah. The game's over.
He pulled a Tony Brothers. He's World Cup Tony Brothers. Let me just punish him on the way out like a coward.
Wow.
By the way, 12:04 on Friday, December 2nd, and Tony Brothers is yet to answer for his crimes.
Oh, that's going to be art related.
You got
related.
A list.
Mm-hmm.
An answer for your crimes
you
list?
You should maybe yep. draw him.
Tobin's most wanted?
That's it. Tobin's most wanted.
I got
Tom Brady.
Who I want to answer for my
crimes? Tony Brothers.
All right, I'll come up with that list before the end of the hour.
I like it.
I'll come up with that list before the end of the hour. It's Art Basel. And I'm an artist. If you guys haven't tuned in, you guys can see my Art Basel-ness. Been drawing a lot of the people who have wronged Tua in a lot of ways. Thus far, I've drawn Mike Tannenbaum.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I've also drawn Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
I have drawn Chris Sims. Go to hell. And I have drawn Rat Patrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick and Sean Hayton. All the people who have gotten wrong takes. This guy doesn't really have a wrong Tua take, but you know, just based on his existence, he's caused Tua some irreparable damage. Because he
might be the next coach of the Browns.
People thought that he was going to be better. Thought he was better. They ranked him the 85th best player in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we saw what he really is.
Okay.
And what he is a big baby.
Huh.
He's a big baby.
So did South Korea?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And Portugal.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. So Ronaldo moving on. There you go.
Oh, so you think, question.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You think Portugal let South Korea score so they wouldn't have to deal with Uruguay?
That's what I'm saying. There's so much wackiness going on here.
For sure.
You know? That's why I thought Canelo was apologizing to Messi so he'd help out Mexico.
Yeah, everyone's pulling out all the stops. Look what we did.
Anyway, this is my next portrait.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, of course, I like to call it Whack Jones.
Wow.
You got a lot of details in
this
one.
Is that a baby bottle and a rattle?
Yeah, it's a baby bottle, a rattle.
Okay.
He's wearing his jersey with a big diaper.
Yeah.
Which
he pooped in because there's flies.
There's flies.
Isn't it too soon to have chicken teeth?
I don't know.
Like yuck mouth?
He's developing early in everything except quarterbacking.
Wow.
Man.
Love the detail. Same haircut, too. Pretty good.
Yeah. I thought I nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Whack Jones.
I love this.
Thank you.
Good.
This is the best one, I think.
You should have put Wan Jones.
Wan Jones?
Wan Jones.
Ambulance. Guy's yelling at Matt Patricia. Guy's like, dude, you suck.
I still didn't see that. I got to see that.
You got to look at it. It's hilarious. He's also just got one of those faces you can't like if you don't root for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Mac Jones?
Mac Jones. Yeah, he's got a very punchable face.
He got the Jay Cutler look?
Jay Cutler had a I don't give a bleep look. This is he's just intangibles. That's what he looks like. You know, just like, oh, all right, look at you. I don't know. But I'm excited.
So is Wes Welker, though, but Wes Welker's a good dude.
He's a good dude. I didn't know you were boys with Wes Welker.
Yeah.
That was cool. You were as friends with everybody.
I don't have a problem going up and saying hi. Or if I don't like you, not going up and saying hi.
Wow.
Mm. I'm not going to fake it.
No. Saw enough of that yesterday. I'm excited, dude, but you were right. You said this last hour. We got a stacked weekend. I'm stoked about the Heat game tonight. By the way, I'm on pregame coverage tonight. Solana's on his way out to the West Coast, so I am doing pre-Heat tonight.
Is he staying out there for...
He is. He is. McCoach put him on the list.
Huh.
Wow.
So he's officially staying with the Dolphins. I think he's bunking with Joe Rose. And I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, is he bunking with Joe Rose?
Imagine.
No, so Solana's going to be out on the West Coast, so I'm doing a pre-Heat tonight, 6:15.
I can tell you right now for a fact, that ain't happening.
Which one?
Him bunking with Joe Rose?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bo Camper.
Bo Camper? One Stitch? He calls him One Stitch?
One Stitch.
So yeah, I'll be on pre-Heat tonight, 6:15. Our pre-game coverage gets going for Heat and Celtics. The return of Jimmy mother bleeping buckets. If you guys missed it earlier, here is Jimmy Butler. J-Fake can bring up the video. Jimmy Butler has proclaimed his return to the Heat.
Stan, I'm on the way. Can't wait. I've been out for too long. I'm getting thirsty. We're on the way. Go Heat.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting to have him back.
He's thirsty.
I'm thirsty too, dude. Hey, I'm thirsty.
Thirsty
for 30. Let's go, dude.
Mm.
Let's go. Jimbo.
You just move it around.
What do you mean?
You bitched about Tyler Hero the night before.
I wasn't bitching.
Mm. What do you call it?
I was...
By the way, he didn't get you 25. Got you 20.
No, he did it, but he played a good game. Yeah. He played a good game. I was happy with Tyler. I thought he was efficient. I thought it was a good game from Tyler Hero.
So you think you're
and
Tobin
as I
tough
said,
love.
I asked you, why were you putting this all on Tyler? If Tyler has a great game, it doesn't mean that they win.
It doesn't mean that they win, but they had a chance. If they didn't get a good game from Tyler, they wouldn't have had a chance.
This is always going to be a problem for me. Here's why. Because say if Bam scores 38.
Yeah.
Tyler is not going to score 25, right?
Why not?
Because Bam's hot, and they're going to.
Well, look, in a game with that much scoring, that's not that definitely could happen.
And I'm saying in general, not there's games where 130 points are scored and you're keeping up. Yeah, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to normally have. They're all going to be right
My
around.
My bigger thing,
20.
Like, here's the bigger thing that I wanted from Tyler. I just was looking for the shot to start falling. Like, I know that he's a capable scorer, and it wasn't like he was not engaged in the offense. Like, I think you're saying, like, I want Tyler Hero to do something that he's not doing. Like, the only thing that he wasn't doing was nailing shots. He was building a brick house, and I wanted a more efficient game from him, which I got, and I was happy with. You don't need it as much tonight with Jimmy Butler back, but it still would be nice. Yeah, I think he needs to. I do think he needs to start getting that efficiency up a little bit. Get his field goal percentage up. Get his three pointer needs to start dropping. I think it will. I think a lot of the Heat so far, have not really reached their level of capability when it comes to shooting. Like you say, a lot of that stuff will average out. I'm just hoping the average can start averaging out.
Okay,
that's what I'm hoping for. Right. You know. And more threes from Bam.
Yeah.
Because you know, when Jimmy comes back, he's going to have the ball a lot. And that's going to...
He is, but here's the thing. This is why Jimmy Butler, I think, is helpful for this team. I think Jimmy Butler can come in and not really disrupt the offense. Because he's fine having it. In the regular season, Jimmy Butler's fine having a game where he scores 15, is the best defender, gets everybody else involved.
But if you say that and then they lose, you're going to come in and say, I need Jimmy to be more aggressive. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, the game, but listen, you need to be a doctor when you're a star basketball player. You need to take the temperature of the game. And so if Jimmy Butler scans the forehead of the team and sees, hey, a fever's coming, he needs to be the aspirin.
Unlike you, who are the ass clown.
Where did that come from?
Dude, why?
I think it's so hot in here that it's getting to him.
You know what, guys? This is why we did this. We prepared for this.
Minus one for show poniness.
Sorry.
It's just... Are you serious?
What?
We need some aspirin.
I got a minus one for tomfoolery?
For show poniness. Tobin's a show pony.
Come on, Mike.
Mike's had enough of you, dude.
Tobin's a fraud.
Jeez.
Jay Figg's a birder.
Whoa, Mike.
What was that about,
dude? Mike.
I'm glad it spread around a little bit.
This guy's lashing.
Listen.
We got to take a break. When we come back, a really nutty story happened last night. We'll get to that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Let's get you a Dolphins injury report brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Marcus, are we done with Heat and Clippers tickets? I just want to make sure. I feel like we are. Or do we have one more? I don't remember.
I think we gave away one. No, you know what the thing is? We were supposed to give away one yesterday, and we did not, actually.
Really?
We lied to everyone.
Caller number three right now.
Whoa.
305-567-0560. I lied to you. Mm. No warning now.
Mm.
305-567-0560. Caller three gets themselves a pair of tickets to Heat and Clippers next Thursday. I'll be boots on the ground. Say hello to Tobes. I'll be boots on the ground, Heat and Clippers for that game. Kawhi, will he play? You guys know. Coin flip. Who knows?
Minus one for lying, by the way.
What do you mean? For yesterday? Yeah. All right, fair enough. I apologize to the people.
I never
Minus
lied.
One for lying.
Caller three right now to 305-567-0560 gets a pair of Heat and Clippers tickets. Check that on out. But anyway, to get to our injury report, yesterday at practice, the big story was whether or not Teron Armstead, was he going to practice? He did not practice. Neither did Miles Gaskin or Austin Jackson. I don't quite know whether or not it's time to rule out Teron Armstead, because he has played games this year. He's a unique case where he has not played, he has not practiced all week, and then has gone and played games. He kind of gets that special pass. Xavien Howard has done this too. Now, he has been doing limited practice recently. He's been doing like some work, some reps, and doing. He hasn't gotten the root of just cold and then go into the game. That has not been what he's been doing. So this is a little bit unique, but he's also dealing with a new injury. So I don't know. I don't know what to read into it. I don't think we can completely rule it out, but I would say it's not looking quite great that he didn't practice, but you know, it was interesting hearing Mike McDaniel this week. He completely ruled out. Who is
Armstead?
Oh my God! Yeah,
he can take as many days off as he can.
Whatever he needs,
like that. Whatever he needs.
If he needs me to massage his pec, I'm there, dude.
I don't think he needs
whatever,
that,
whatever Armstead needs, dude. I'm there.
Don't think he needs.
Maybe we'll get you on there. I saw your chiropractic skills during the break.
Oh yeah, you know what I do.
I don't know.
Good Lord.
I don't know if that like has anything to do with chiropractic.
I don't know,
but. If it'll help with Teron Armstead, we could send you on over there and
I'll
get it going, dude.
I'll get it going.
Mike McDaniel did say as of a half hour ago that he would not rule out Teron Armstead. This is from Travis Wingfield's Twitter account. Austin Jackson has been ruled out, which is kind of the theme that we had earlier in the week. Like, he basically said, I don't feel good about Austin Jackson playing. Can't rule Teron Armstead out.
You know what's amazing?
What's up, dude?
I just went downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Why in Miami, this only happens in Miami, do people not care about which way they go into a parking lot?
Oh, I don't know.
Everywhere I go down here.
Oh.
If there's a parking spot, but it says do not enter, people would just drive in and back into that spot.
How about this? Just seeing this on Travis's Twitter account, so I apologize for not having this. Coach says that Teron Armstead is going to practice today on a limited basis. How about that, Leroy?
I mean, they're barely practicing today.
But whatever, dude, he's not practicing.
Okay.
Can't rule him out.
Ooh.
You know what that is? You want to know why? Can I tell you something?
What?
This Teron Armstead? Tough. Tough, dude.
Okay.
Tough, dude. Wait, no. I'm not going to let you dismiss me like that.
Okay, great. He's a football player. Tough. I get it.
No. But dude.
Keep him moving.
But no.
What is a pelvic contusion?
That is, you know, your love muscles. Like thrusting.
I don't think that's a proper answer.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
It is. What would you call a pelvic thrust, making love to the air? Remember when Jimmy Butler did it last year and he got fined?
No, but Christian Pulisic has a
pelvic. He denied getting hit in the balls.
But you can get hit on the side.
Oh yeah, you can get it can be a gray shot. Yeah, but he's saying it was his pelvis.
America?
For America, J-Fig, of course. But this Teron Armstead, tough. If he goes out there and he's gonna block Nick Bosa with one good peck, what can you say about this guy, dude? Behemoth.
That's not how it works.
Nah, that's how it works, dude.
Here.
You tell me how
it works.
Let
me explain something to you.
Football player.
Let me explain something to you.
Go ahead.
You will only injure your pec.
Hmm?
If you get in a bad body position.
Really?
But pass protection and blocking is hands inside.
Ooh.
So everything's good. It's only bad when you reach and grab.
Really?
So here's an interesting concept.
Hmm?
Don't reach and grab, you're fine.
Hmm. And if he does get around you, trip him to save Tua. There's no peck in your legs.
I was going to use my next phrase carefully. There's no peck, but there's a pecker. That's a point. That's got to be a point.
That's a point.
Point for Toby!
Marcus, what are you getting? This person's life story, dude? Like, what's going on?
This guy's
here?
A good guy, all right?
what is he saying?
What is he doing? All right, we're catching up.
Oh, he loves Leroy?
He loves me, but yeah, I guess he loves. I'm sorry, I got to get off the phone now. I apologize.
What, is he talking to somebody?
I was talking to the guy. I was giving away tickets. He's from Michigan. Lewis from Michigan.
Oh, shout out to Lewis. He's going to Heat Clippers.
Shout out to Lewis.
Going to Heat Clippers. All right, so that's great news, though. I thought this was going to be one of those weeks he didn't practice at all. So the fact that he's getting at least some work with the guys. Communication. Listen, if he goes out there, let's be honest. Hey, can we be honest? Let's all be honest for a second. Marcos, if I told you Teron Armstead plays and Brandon Schell's playing on the right side instead of Austin Jackson, aren't you happier?
Yeah, because that's the, I mean, the offensive line that's
best.
That
was the lineup.
That was the best line.
It was the best lineup.
Now, I will say this. There's been moments where Schell has been woof.
Yeah, but normally it's when he's been at left.
Yeah.
When he's played right.
Where did he come? Like, I think one of the things that people don't realize how difficult it is to go from the left side to the right side or the right side to the left side.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going from being a right-handed hitter to a switch hitter in the course of a season. No, really.
I believe you.
So, like, everything is opposite. Like, just with what hand you put down, what foot you step back with, like, everything's opposite. And it's not that easy. It's not as easy as people think it is.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. But he seems to have found a home over here. That's Austin Jackson.
You know where I'm going to find a home?
With those wings? Oh, yeah, dude. So did you see yesterday? Kanye West has completely lost his mind.
He, like, you know what? Here's what happens when you give somebody celebrity and then you start thinking that what they have to say is important.
Yeah.
Because they take that.
This is.
And they think everything they say is important.
This is an equally bad job by all of these people putting him on platforms when you can clearly see he is with a deranged message right now. And he just, you know, completely, like, went off the deep end yesterday with Alex Jones. I mean, what an appropriate person to go off the deep end with, where, you know, he's saying he loves Hitler and he loves Nazis and, you know, and he finally yesterday got suspended off Twitter. Even Elon Musk has his limits. And he was putting his texts up with Elon Musk and he goes, "Hey, man, I brought you back." And so, like, now his last tweets were, like, Elon Musk shirtless. Like, he's completely, and by the way, I believe, hey, Kanye, if you're down here in Miami, like, I guess you're probably listening. So who knows? But did you see the shrapnel that he put on the last one after all of his act yesterday?
On the way out!
On the way out, because he knew he was getting suspended. He took out Chris Paul. He took out Chris Paul, and he said, "Let's break one last window before we get out of here. I caught this guy with Kim. Good night." And it's a picture of Chris Paul.
I'll get it for you if you want it.
What does he mean by that, though? Like,
you know what that means.
I know, but did he? Or was it?
You know what that means.
I don't know, man.
So he's basically blowing up Chris Paul's life right as he's about to say, "By the way, I know I'm not going to be on here. I'm about to be suspended. My account's going to be locked. Chris Paul caught him with my wife. See ya." This guy, I mean, Chris Paul has to be waking up. He has to be minding his own damn business, thinking I'm free and clear. He's probably texting with LeBron. "Hey, LeBron, you see this Kanye West? Crazy." And then all of a sudden, he goes, hey, little buddy, you might want to stay off Twitter for a little bit. Now, I would say Chris Paul can, of course, play the loon card with Kanye West with Mrs.
Chris
Paul.
And get away with it, to be honest.
You know, otherwise, he's going to bring in Jake from State Farm. Like, that's going to have to be the move for Chris Paul here.
It wasn't him. It was Cliff.
Good God.
But here's what I don't get. You know somebody just wants to be with Kanye because of the fame. Because there is no reason why Kim Kardashian should have been with him in the first place.
I mean,
he's always been a little kooky.
In a lot of ways, I thought that they were made for each other. They did.
Yeah.
How?
Like, because she already did the fake marriage. They did it with the Chris Humphreys. That was completely fake.
True.
For the show. But, like, you're talking about two of the most famous people on the planet. I was like, that one kind of makes sense. But he really does seem like that since it's ended, he has gone.
But he was already getting that way.
Oh, he was definitely getting that way.
He wasn't with Kim Kardashian when he went and took the award from Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's always.
He's always been.
This is like it.
Kim Kardashian's never been crazy.
No.
Right? So
no, that family seems like it's made some people crazy.
Right, but
that fame has made some people crazy.
They haven't been crazy. So it seems odd that you can say what you want, and I'm not a fan of them, but they got their stuff together.
Bro.
All of them.
You know who else has his stuff together, he thought?
Who?
Chris Paul. Who's like, what is this?
Yep.
What do you think it's like? What does his phone look like when this drops? When a person drops this kind of news about you or allegation about you.
I know who's the first person going to call him.
Mrs. Chris Paul?
Jeweler. Hey, I got that Kobe Bryant.
Dude,
$4 million. I got that Kobe Bryant over here.
The joke that's been circulating around Twitter has been Chris Paul's about to lose the only ring he's ever had.
Oh, God.
I mean, a lot of people have made that. Not, I wonder if they're on the road right now. Where is Phoenix? Well, they're home. They've been home.
But wait. When was this?
When was the tweet?
Oh, when was the...
He didn't say the date.
Okay.
He didn't say. I mean, I would imagine when they were still together, I would think.
So, let me get this straight. So, Kanye said he caught his wife
with Kim.
With Chris Paul.
Yes.
And he still stayed with her?
I don't know.
So, my questions would be direct towards him.
I don't know.
Like, if you knew this, then...
I don't know what their situation is. Right. I don't know. I don't know why I don't know why today was the day he decided I'm going to drop this Chris Paul nugget on everybody.
Chris Paul's been married since 2011, too.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Chris Paul.
When did Kim and Kanye get married? Like 2015-ish?
2016? That's what it feels like. Who knows? Time flies.
Now, I remember on the show, 14. Kim Kardashian was driving.
2014 to 2022.
That's a good run.
When Kim Kardashian in one of the shows was driving Kanye's car. So they had been friends long before that.
Yeah, they did like a music video together,
so,
right?
So is it back then where it was in?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. That's why when he leaves it vague and he knows his Twitter account's about to be shut down. Takes it down.
How do you know it was about to get? They gave him a warning,
dude. Because he was tweeting out like swastikas yesterday. He went completely off the deep end yesterday. Like yesterday was like no room for. He was just like, you know what? Today's the day. I am going even more all in, and so he knew that this was coming.
I don't understand what his goal is here.
I don't know.
There is no goal.
I don't think there is a goal. I think he's just...
Because he just, like...
I think he's just being...
I've seen The Dark Knight.
He's trying to just troll the world.
Some people just want to see the world burn, man.
I guess. I don't know. I don't try to explain it. Like, it's like the thing that stunned me about this, I was just like, well, why is that your last move when you know your platform is about to be taken away?
Right.
Just like, hey, how about I blow up Chris Paul's life, too? Crazy.
Why him, though?
I don't know. That's what fascinated me about it.
So many questions, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm going to do that. On my way out somewhere, I'm going to be like,
oh,
Steve Urkel was mean. And then I'm just going to leave.
You know.
Like, so many
questions. You know I got to do something.
Just one last.
I can't just leave out of here without letting folks know.
On the way out, who you going for, though, Leroy? It's got to be just as random as Kanye, though. Can't be, I hate Tobin. I've hated him all this time.
I think for me, it's going to be Carl the IT guy.
The IT guy. He's going to say, hey, write a ticket for this!
Back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Currently, our boys are enjoying yet another sponsored meal from Leroy Horde. This time we got Wingstop. Usually we do burgers. He's usually a burger guy, but this time we did Wingstop. I had one of those new Wingstop chicken sandwiches. It's good quality of chicken. I'm not going to lie to you. It's really good quality of chicken.
Like, I'm not going to lie. That was delicious.
That was delicious.
That was so good.
Yeah. I got the Hawaiian sauce. What sauce did you get on yours?
I got lemon pepper.
Wow. Lemon pepper. That's a good
choice. So good.
It's a good choice. Tobin's dying over there for the name of art.
He scarfed down some wings.
Yeah.
I'm gathering myself.
Yeah, you do you, man. You do you. But yeah, so that was pretty good. Another Leroy-sponsored meal, so I'm appreciative of that. Always. Even though at like 9 a.m. he came in, he's like, so what are we eating today? It's like, I don't even think we're open yet.
By the way, TMZ has a source close to Chris Paul that has denied this story.
Is it Jake from State Farm?
I don't know. It says, the allegation is absolutely false. Just another example of a desperate man trying to shift the focus away from his own wrongdoings.
I mean, that sounds about right. I mean, on the way out, you just kind of distract everyone.
No, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say, I mean, you know, like, listen, when he is, he's looking down and he's trying to say, what else could I do to just really top everything? I've already been the most anti-Semitic I could be. I could have been completely evil.
Really bad.
And also, it's ruined Chris Paul's life.
Yeah.
And drag down and now him I'm going, one more time.
And does he allow it? Because I saw he's driving around Miami. Yeah. At least according to his social media. Is he allowed into Art Basel exhibits?
Huh.
Like, would people have him in? Like, would they welcome him in? I suppose they would, right?
I feel like they would, just because just publicity. Drunk.
Yeah. Wasn't Antonio Brown, speaking of mentally unstable people, wasn't he, like, in a police standoff yesterday as well?
Yeah, I think he had. They had a warrant for his arrest. I don't know if it was, like, he was...
Oh, like,
I don't know if there was, like, barriers up or anything like that. But, yeah, I just don't think he was coming out of his house.
What is going on? But I was going to say, if they accept Antonio Brown everywhere, I'm sure Kanye is still, you know, whatever.
Fame is a crazy currency, man.
Yeah,
for fame sure. Fame is a crazy currency. That's going on there.
Okay.
Guy says Drake teased the CP3 thing a few years back.
Did he? Oh, because they did have a beef.
Did they?
Kanye and Drake had a beef.
Kanye and Drake had a beef.
Yeah, and one of Drake's songs, he actually gave directions to Kanye's house. So, I think it was Sicko Mode. So, I don't know, man. I know they have a beef. Maybe he tried to leak that, but he didn't want to get Chris Paul in trouble. By the way, Drake training his son for the NBA. I saw him dribbling 2 basketballs recently.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I feel like the Raptors own one, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of how it's going to go.
The very least.
He's, you know, he probably like makes Fred VanVleet, like, you know, shoot layups with him.
Yes, exactly. Trade
Fred,
my son.
Trade my son.
That's really why they got Precious.
Just Precious is just there to just rebound.
Yeah. Exactly.
Rebound for little Drake.
For sure.
Kyle Lowry, I think he said this on the Levitard show before. Like, he says, like, Drake, I think, has, like, lent him, like, $500,000 cars before, and he was, like, uncomfortable driving it. Because
yeah,
it's like you're driving around in $500,000. And Drake's just like, he's my friend.
Drake is now a big sports gambler as well. So
he's a monster sports gambler.
My God. He won like $1.5
million. He's put Floyd Mayweather to shame
for sure.
Some of the amounts. And he's lost.
Yeah.
I think he lost $2 million in the Adesanya fight.
He really did.
But it doesn't matter. He's Drake. You know, yeah. He's going to. It's like a glass of water to him.
I may or may not be in a little bit of trouble.
What happened?
Whoa.
I was going by Claudia's office with a handful of napkins.
Okay.
And somebody else was in there. What's her name? Tall.
Gabby. Yes.
Gabby was in there. She goes, what's the all the paper towels for? I'm like, ran out of toilet paper. And I still ran off. So I hope they don't think I'm using paper towels. And
Well, this is desperate times. They could be mad.
Oh, dude, let me tell you something. That ain't the way to go.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
That's a clogger right there.
No, I'm saying, you ever wiped your butt with a paper towel instead of toilet paper?
Sure.
And you survived?
I mean, yeah, I didn't die. Like, it just wasn't as comfortable.
You guys seen those TikToks of reusable toilet paper?
No.
No, here's
what?
Wait. I have a question, because I asked somebody this, and nobody can answer. You know how you have the bidet? Places that have a bidet, they have like a towel that you pull in a circular.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how is that better?
What do you mean places? Like, I don't understand what you mean by this. You mean like somebody's house?
It's some people say they have them at their house, where the towel just kind of rotates.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of disgusting.
Yeah, but when you think of that, I don't think anybody has that anymore. I know what you're talking about, the roll around paper, that the thick washcloth thing that's usually like in a paper towel dispenser. I know what you're thinking of there. I don't know any public restroom that has a bidet.
Oh, You would have a bidet at your house.
I had a bidet for 1 year.
But it don't count in college.
Whoa, what happened?
What happened to it?
We rented a house. Like when we got kicked off campus, we rented a house right off of Barry University. Dude, and it had a bidet.
Everyone who gets a bidet, like,
it was wonderful.
Tries to convert other people to bidets.
It was wonderful. It was an old school bidet. It was like a lot of like the Florida houses have bidets because obviously people want to rush their nether regions. It's hot here.
It's hot here, yeah.
I would feel like more houses actually should have bidets.
Wait a minute.
Turn the swamp to the ocean.
So you think that people have bidets to keep their nether regions cool?
Yeah, for sure. What else would you have it for?
It's not just about poop cleaning. You know, you watch the boys down there. They're a little hot.
Whoa.
Ladies watch their lady parts there. They're a little hot.
Yikes.
So wait. So hot, you're saying, dude. Man, I'm hot. Let me go bidet.
Of course. Never had a refreshing cold shower just to kind of cool you down a little bit?
No!
Really?
What do you? I've never said, you know what? I'm hot.
TMI.
Wait, when was the last time anybody listening right now has said, I'm hot. I think I'm going to cool off with a shower.
A lot of people.
People do that.
No.
A hot day in the middle of Florida, you don't think anybody said, hey, I need a cool, not just my wash at the end of the night. I need a little cool down, a little
Nobody
like a bird bath.
Nobody does sound? That.
A bird bath?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that how you
That's how birds bath.
Well, you can't ask you.
You're right. Because they can't do that around me.
Right. That's right.
What's wrong? If I'm here too long, she'll get us.
So, wait.
Why are you looking at me like I have three heads?
Hold on. Show of hands. Has anybody in this room or Marcos, and I don't know if he counts because he's an amphibian, he always cools off in
the
water.
It's true.
So, have you ever gone home and said, ooh, I'm hot. I'm going to take a cool shower. Just to cool off. Not to clean yourself, but to cool off.
Well, when you're in there, you're going to clean yourself anyway.
Then you're there to clean yourself.
Not me.
Look,
some people have gone in for just a
rinse. Do you do cold water?
I move it around.
What?
Varies the temperature?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. See, I like taking a hot shower right before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Because then when you get out in the AC, then you got to tuck in. Oh, you sleep like a baby.
You are a baby.
You guys never took a bucket shower, I'm assuming.
What?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a bucket shower?
My fiance lived in Nicaragua for multiple years. So I would go over there from time to time. And they would conserve, because the water would just go out in the city. They would conserve water in what was a trash can, essentially. And it was so hot outside, sometimes you just take a bucket and just, you know, just pour it on your head. That's how you showered. That's the only time I've ever taken a shower.
Gotta tell you, Marcos.
Yeah.
If I was dating somebody.
Yep.
And that was a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
I would no longer be dating that woman.
Hey, man.
So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Guy texts in, he says, if I'm home and it's hot, I will shower regularly. Stop it, Leroy.
Huh.
Look, last month, for
some
reason,
I go get in my pool.
That works. That's fine. I'm not saying that's wrong.
Either way, you have to go take a shower afterwards.
Huh?
Ooh.
You take a shower afterwards.
Yeah, but it's a cleaning shower. I'm not getting in the shower just because I'm hot.
Look,
I've never said, I'm so hot, I'm going to cool off with a shower. I've never said that.
Last month, for some reason, my car AC didn't want to work when I was driving back home. And it was so hot that I had to go in the shower and take a shower.
Yeah, like I
had to cool off.
Listen, you guys can see me. I sweat. And sometimes I've already had my bath for the morning. If I go out and I'm have
First
to do
of all,
something.
You don't take a bath.
No, you know what I mean? I bathe for the morning. Like I take my shower. My daily shower. But like if I just go through and just something made me sweat, a little cool down.
I'm telling you, I take
a little bird bath.
I would take like so here's the deal. I would take a shower in the morning.
Yep.
Then go to the gym, take a shower when I get back.
Mm-hmm.
Then come home, then get in the jacuzzi, do the pool, and take another shower before I go to bed.
I take a lot of trees.
Yeah, it's a lot of water.
Yeah, you're frequent, dude. So I can see as somebody who's a frequent washer, you don't need this.
Mm-hmm. I take probably two or three.
But
showers.
But you're also doing the cool down
and
in the pool.
And you're shaming people for cooling off in the shower.
Well, I'm telling you right now,
I just don't see the need. There's, you know, you cool off in the shower. You have a pool at your house?
I do.
What?
That's better.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, but sometimes
then I have
just
to actually take a shower. Like, I have to take a full-blown shower after that because I have to clean my hair.
Hair.
You know, you don't have that.
But you just said
Hold on.
What was that?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding this.
It's physically true.
When you guys say, I'm just going to take a shower and cool off, mm-hmm. you're just going and get under the cool water.
You ever go,
you're
like,
not
all right,
bathing.
You ever go,
I'm going to still put some soap on my body.
All right, so I'll give you an example. You ever go for a thorough car wash, go for a detail? Sometimes you just want to, you do a little rinsey rinse through the gas station one just to kind of rinse some stuff off.
Yeah. No.
Never?
$2.99.
You always do detail.
I always do the car wash where they dry it off and whatever. Because I hate, you know what I hate?
It's been rich.
I hate going through the car wash and then getting home and see the water spots.
Mm.
Hate that.
All right. Well, what about, so like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I'm just a little stop and rinse. That's all it is.
My AC in my house was messed up one time. I was showering
my
four
goodness.
Times a day.
So the last time my AC broke, it was so hot that my wife and my daughter were wetting towels, right? And rolling up in the towels and laying on the floor.
Guy says, nothing like a quick cold shower, Tobin. And Schmeathen says, this segment has been a poop shower.
Okay. Solid. Right on brand.
No, not solid. Clearly.
Final hour of the show. Final hour of the week.
Why do you say Leroy uses more water in a day than SeaWorld?
Because you take like 4 or 5 of them a day.
I take like 2 or 3 showers a day.
Leroy's getting
okay, let me ask you a question. Most people take a shower when they get up.
Yep.
Yeah. Right? So sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Like, if I'm going golfing, I'll get a jacuzzi stretch. I take a shower before I go. But, like, if I'm going to the gym, I'll put my stuff on. I won't take a shower. I come back, I take a shower.
I would say most people shower, get up, and do a shower, and either you have a shower before bed or you have a shower before you go out, if you're going out somewhere.
Right.
Those are your frequent shower spots.
The people who go to bed and say, I'm taking a shower when I get up, you're nasty. You're nasty.
I understand.
You got to go. You got to get you. When you go to bed at night, you got to be clean. Because you sleep so much better. If you have been sweating the day before or before you went to bed, right? You can't even get comfortable. You're all sticky. Wash yourself. Nasty.
It's true. Guy says, if you rinse to cool off, you're probably sweating first. Do you put the moist drawers back on? Absolutely not. No. Clean undies.
What?
No.
No.
Oh, you guys wear drawers?
What?
What?
Oh, okay. Now for real, this is a movie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.